Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back to support after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Masak is here. Tom's our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award. That's a very big deal, folks. He's a brand expert. He's an expert in helping you understand what's going on in the marketplace out there. He's written all the important books on the topic. I Am Keats, Escape Your Mind and Free Yourself, Sandbox Wisdom, the Business of Belief, a little less kind of, folks, you gotta find out what Tom's got going on. TomASacker.com. And Tom, thanks again for being here. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
Is it Asacker or Tom Asacker? I always forget. .com.
Tom Asacker.
Okay, and also sandboxwisdom.com.
Sandboxwisdom.com will take you there. The businessofbelief.com will take you there. I own almost every .com that's out there, right?
Well, I own the other half. So, folks, be sure to check it out. You'll be smarter when you do, and you thank me later. Tom, you want to talk today about survival of the fittest, evolution, adaptation. What's on your mind today?
Well, Jim, I wrote a little article that said "Let's mutate," and a friend of mine emailed me after I wrote about survival of the fittest. And how that actually, what that means, what Darwin's theory was. And the guy goes, well, I'm not really sure what you're telling businesses to do. So I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about what I'm trying to tell businesses to do based on how evolution works,
mm-hmm.
You know, how survival in the world works. And the marketplace is a microcosm of the world. It works the same way. Right. So I think people believe that survival of the fittest, and I think it's this word fittest that messes people's minds up.
Right.
I think that they think it means that if I'm bigger and stronger than you and have more resources than you, I'm going to survive and I'm not going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
the attitude small businesses have when they look at Walmart and Amazon.
Yeah, well, they got it wrong.
It's exactly wrong. You're completely right.
Yeah,
that's what I've been saying all this time, is those guys, they eat off of a different strata of the bush than we eat off of.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. I mean, evolutionary, what happens is it's not some kind of plan that a species has to evolve. It's some kind of genetic mutation. So something inside randomly happens, like this one breed of giraffe randomly mutates and they have longer necks.
Mm-hmm.
So now their species is adapted to reach the food higher up in the branches of the trees, and the other ones all go extinct. But it wasn't a planned thing. It wasn't like the giraffe said, I think I'll grow a longer neck. It was just a mutation. And that's what you see in great businesses, is they try different things, and then all of a sudden this one thing sticks and they take off with it. And that's what gives them that big edge with customers and that big edge in the marketplace. It wasn't some planned thing.
The difference, though, and this is where the problem lies, the giraffes didn't think about all that you just said. They just happened over a period of thousands of millions of years, right? But you and I are being asked to mutate, to evolve, to adapt. We're being asked to do that. We're being required to do that in front of our very eyes. We're watching this move, this whole process, this whole Galapagos Island scenario is playing out in front of us, and we're actually able to watch it move in front of our very eyes in the 21st century, and we're very aware of this evolutionary process, and it just makes us very uncomfortable, and it's threatening to us. And when people get threatened, yes, you know what they do? They bow up.
Yeah, they get paralyzed. Right. Either they run away or they freeze. Look, this is what, that's why when you read in the news that Ford is laying off all these people and Ford's not going to make any cars anymore, they're just going to make trucks and SUVs, you have to ask yourself a question. Wait a minute. Weren't they the fittest? They started the whole thing. How come they can't keep up with all of the changes required? Because they're not changing. They're not innovating. They're not trying new things. They're not coming out with a new model. Look, they have all kinds of resources, right? So they could do it if they wanted to do it. But to your point, things around them are moving so fast that it's making them take their head and look down at their processes instead of looking up at opportunities and trying something new.
I've got a little present. One of my presentations that I give, depending on the audience, and I was giving one a while back to a group of executives, and I asked them, I said, what's the future of cars? And they said electric. And another one said shared ownership. And another one said self-driving and all that thing. And that was that. They were done. They were finished. That was their answer. And I said, how about no cars?
Right.
The future of cars is no cars. And that's what Ford's facing right now. Whether they see it, I'm sure they see it. They're not stupid up there. They're just hidebound. You know, this is a very important point to make, I think, Tom. You don't have to be stupid to be hidebound. You could be very smart. You could be acclaimed. You could be recognized. You could know you're very smart and still be hidebound and not adapt. What do you think?
No, I think it's, in fact, that's the connection. Because, listen, this is interesting. Jerry Seinfeld once said that success is the enemy of comedy. So what he was saying is, once you become successful with what you're doing, that's what makes you hidebound.
Mm-hmm.
That's what prevents
that's your paradigm.
You from trying
that's
a new...
That's the paradigm right? that locks you up in it.
Well, you don't, yeah, because you can't step out of that because people will judge you, mm-hmm. right? They'll look at you and they'll say, Jim Blasingame, you're the age of the customer guy. What are you writing a book about blockchain for?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the world does to us. But as soon as you become successful with that new thing, they forget all about it, right?
Yep.
They forget that Elon Musk knew nothing about electric cars. He was with PayPal.
That's right.
Right?
Hey, Tom, hold on to that thought, folks. I told you, don't take your track shoes off. You're still gonna need them. We got Tom Masucker still in the house. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.